In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the new Data Pager control that ships with Visual Studio 2008. The Data Pager control is generally used in conjunction with the List View control. So I'm going to open up a demo project in which I demonstrated the List View control in a previous video. If you haven't watched that video, I suggest that you do so now before you move on with the Data Pager video. Just as a quick review, so you can see, this is a very simple page, really. I just dropped a list view control on the page. The list view control is data driven, so I've configured a data source, which can be any kind of a data source, but in our case, I'm using the RSS feed from my blog as the data origin. So I've created an XML data source, pointed the data file attribute at the RSS feed from my blog, added a little XPath statement that specifies that I'm going after the item elements that will be found in that XML stream that comes back from my blog's RSS feed. Specified in the list view control that's the data source that I'm going to use, added a container ID, and then three templates. One for the overall list view, which just has a some header information and the item placeholder. Then an item template, which will be repeated for each of the data elements that's found in the data source. So here I'm just setting up a link and the title of the blog post, along with the link that clicks back to my blog, the publication date, and then the whole description element from the RSS feed, which is comprised of the text in the post. And then an item separator template, which just specifies how I want each of the items in the list to be delineated. Now, before we go ahead and add the data pager, let's run this just as it's just as it exists. And what you'll see is that all of the posts that are identified in my RSS feed, which is the source for our XML data source, appear in this browser instance. And it might be that there are more items that I want to display in a single request back to the server. So that's what we're going to use the data pager control for. It's actually very easy to use. So let's go down and just below our data source control, let's find the data pager control. So let's scroll down, find the data tab in our Visual Studio toolbox, and grab that data pager control, drop it into my web page here, right after my XML data source, and here I can begin to configure it. So the control that we want to page is Joe's item list. So the first thing I need to tell the pager is which control we want to be working with. Right. So the paged control ID is going to be Joe's item list. Next thing we want to tell it is how many items go on a page. So let's set the page size equal to, let's hope people read my blog often enough that 5 is a good number of new items to show just on the first page. Now, inside that pager, we're going to add a fields collection. And let's format that a little bit. Now, there's a whole plethora of configuration options for the data pager behavior. We'll just set up some simple ones here. So, for example, I'm going to say, let's set up a next previous pager field, and we'll specify the button type as button. Now, one of the things to note, so you know that I can use images and I can use links, so I can customize it to my heart's content. You'll also notice that one of the options here was CSS. You can specify particular URLs if you want to do something special for at the beginning or the end of the data that's being returned. So there's a good deal of flexibility. You can also specify a lot of the details of what gets what's available for navigation. So for our case, we're just going to turn a bunch of this stuff on just for demonstration purposes. So let's say button type equal button. Show first. Show last. Show next. Show previous. All right, you get the idea. Just get a little formatting done here. So there are my configuration options. So as simply as that, we've added a data pager, pointed it at the control that we want to page, specified what the page size is going to be, added our navigation configuration. Let's go ahead and run the application. Scroll down. Notice five elements and our navigation here, so we can say first, previous, next, last. Obviously, we're at the beginning, so there's no previous, no first. If we say next, paging through. Oops, got a missing graphic there in my blog feed. I can jump ahead to last. Right, so there's the last. Right, quick navigation. This way, really improve the aesthetic performance of my application by letting the user see segments of the data at a time. There are, of course, some other options. So, for example, if we wanted to, we could say numeric pager field. Run the application with that addition. Scroll down here, and now you can see that I can choose to choose the page number that I want to jump to. It can be really useful if there's lots and lots of data. So if there are 50 pages or 100 pages, maybe you don't want somebody to have to click next, 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 next to get to the one that they want. Maybe you just want them to be able to immediately hop somewhere in the middle or to navigate that way. So again, really flexible mechanism to very easily add paging and custom visuals for the paging mechanism to your ASP.NET application using the new list view control that ships with Visual Studio 2008. That's it, the data pager control.